it is time to press the record button.
Yeah.
So let me start you off the basic guidelines of what you need to know to get started doing this. First up, I want you to use a camera that you already are okay with and something that's easy to upload to Facebook. So something such as your smartphone or your webcam, something that has a microphone built into it that you can easily operate and not, you know, have a freak out around the technology. Okay, so we're keeping this extremely simple right now. A quick little guideline, if you are using a smartphone, is to flip it this way. That way we don't have the old vertical video syndrome. We kind of want to avoid that. So make sure that you're filming with it horizontally. Don't worry about how you look. Don't worry about your wardrobe, the lighting, any of that stuff for now. The key is to make it as simple as possible for you to press record. After you've pressed record and you've done your recording, you want to upload it to our super secret Facebook group. And to do this, you'll either head on into the Facebook app on your phone, or you'll head to our Facebook group in your browser and you'll click on the add photo slash video icon. And that is where you will upload your video. Another guideline that I want you to consider is to take some pressure off of your shoulders. If your first practice video takes 40, 50, 60 tries and somebody else did it in one try, don't worry about it. This is not a competition. Remember the old comparisonitis video? This is a place for you to figure out what works for you and for you to work out your stuff with your fears and those weights of what's holding you down. And that will be different for everybody. So if it takes you 47 takes, no shame. There is no guilt. There is no shame in the Facebook group. There's no shame. You can own that. Own it, darling. It's all good, because honestly, your video journey is different from everybody else's. And frankly, the more tries you do, the more that you're learning. The more that you're failing, quote unquote, the more that you're learning. So more takes equals more learning. Yeah? Yeah. Next up, if you're feeling frustrated or overwhelmed or just like scared to make that first practice video, you're not alone. Trust me. This is definitely, as I said in the previous videos, this is the hardest part, is the first steps. Now, actually, what this reminds me of is when I jumped out of a plane. So I'm actually afraid of heights and planes and flying. Yeah. So one year I got into my head that I was going to face my fear of all those things and go skydiving, and then I would be cured of my fear. So I went off to, on my birthday, I went over to this skydiving school, and I signed up to do a tandem jump with somebody. So that means I was attached to an instructor, because I was not going to jump by myself. So anyhow, we went into this little rickety plane and we're flying up, and I'm looking around and there's like storm clouds in the distance. I saw this lightning bolt go from the top of the cloud down to the ground, and I was like, I'm just sitting there like turning green, because when you get to this certain height and you start feeling like a stewardess should be coming by with some peanuts and you realize you're about to jump out of a plane, yeah, that was kind of a scary moment for me. So my mind was just so terrified, and it got worse as we got closer to the height that we were jumping off from. So we get to the height, 12,000 feet. They open the door, the wind rushes in. I'm scooching my way over with this guy who is some stranger who is attached to me. And we head over to the open door. I look outside at this world and I was so terrified. I was so scared. Oh my gosh, I can't even describe it. But that was it. I was jumping. I wasn't going to back out of it. I was doing it. I was in. So they give the count, 1, 2, 3, and off we leapt. And I can't begin to tell you how amazing it was. I was screaming my head off with so much excitement and joy. Like, it didn't feel like I was falling. It actually felt like I was flying. I felt like I was flying without wings. It was just the most incredible experience ever. And hey, it's an analogy, but when it comes to making videos, the worst part is the beginning. It's all this stuff before you make the jump, you know, before you are feeling amazing about it. It's that awful fear that you are, you know, jumping without a net, so to speak, you know? So yeah, that was a long story to get back to the point. Press record. So just press record. Just do it. I know it may feel uncomfortable at the beginning, but do it, do it, do it. Because we got to get you past this open door. We got to get you past it. Okay? And it'll take as many videos as it takes. So if it takes you 47 tries to do this first video, so be it. Okay? Now the comfort will come as we go along. It's not something that is like you do this first video and you're like, hey, I'm flying. No, it doesn't work like the whole skydiving thing. It does take more practice videos. But hey, I got those lined up for you. Okay, here we are. It's game time and it's time for you to press the record button with your first video adventure. Aren't you excited? I hope I'm not the only one excited. I hope you're excited. I hope you're ready to dive on in. So for this first video adventure, your topic that I want you to talk about is why you want to make videos. Bam, super simple. And I'm putting a cap on it, so I want you to keep it under a minute, all right? And if that is too long for you, you can do it under 30 seconds. If that is too long for you, under 10 seconds. Whatever works for you, but don't make it longer than a minute. We don't want to have rambling videos, yes? Not at this stage. So 1 minute, why you want to make videos for your business. Use your smartphone or your webcam, something simple, and upload it to the group. That's it. Okay, hop in, rock this as soon as possible, and action.